Why did so many Irish people take up arms in World War One? What were the consequences for their families? And what stories did they have to tell about life in the trenches, about death, destruction and survival? For the first time, the residents of many of Ireland's old country houses who had family involved in the war have recorded their stories as part of an oral history project which is being launched today. Morning Ireland's Justin McCarthy has been listening to their stories and has this report.
We have had rather an exciting time here lately. 3 days ago, our mine and the Germans' mine met, and the Germans blew theirs up with no result.
This is Lord Ross of Birr Castle.
Our miners were going down to do the same, when the Germans used their poisonous gas you have probably heard about lately. I think that this ought to be made as public as possible.
He's reading from a letter written by his grandfather, William Edward Parsons, who fought in the Great War.
Because it seems to us that the government ought not any longer to carry the war on as present, but treat the German as pure savages.
The letter is part of an oral history project in which the residents of Irish country houses were asked to talk about family members who took up arms during World War One.
They returned home, his uniform case, with his sword and other such things that were of no practical value in it, but also containing the uniform he was wearing.
This is Desmond Corbin Lucas of Kilworth in County Cork, speaking about his uncle Percival and the uniform he was wearing when he was killed.
The coat with great holes across the chest and covered in blood, and this thing was sent home. But my mother said to me, it nearly sickened both your father and myself, and what your grandmother must have thought when she opened it and saw this was what was left of her son, I dread to think.
The stories were compiled by historian Maurice O'Keefe.
I think it's very important now that we honour these people, and we give recognition to those who participated in the Great War. A lot of them who returned, who were lucky enough to come back, suffered post-traumatic stress and shell shock. And I think that it's important that we don't forget these people, that their memory stays alive, and that we remember them for their bravery and for what they did.
52 families took part in the project, recording their memories so that historians and researchers could access them in the future. Among those who took part were William O'Sullivan, whose uncle, Father Donal O'Sullivan, was a British Army chaplain who died while attending to a wounded soldier.
He was anointing a man when he was killed. That man survived. He was an Englishman. I haven't got his name or anything. But he saved up after the war and came across Killarney to see my mother, or my grandmother, to tell her how Donal died. And he spent a week with her.
Many of the stories are of death in the trenches, tragedy and destruction. But in some cases, there are stories of survival, like this told by Honor Lee from Bandon, whose grandfather, Colonel Henry Savage, and his daughter Rosemary were at the Battle of the Somme.
Most of the regiment had gone over the top, but there was one battery which was to follow slightly later, which was my grandfather, which was Henry Savage, and he was waiting for the call to go over the top with the adjutant and a handful of officers and men, and they never got it. So that was the reason why he survived. He was heartbroken, because he felt he'd left his men down. But what had happened was there was a bomb and it blew up the telegraph system. So he never got the word to go over the top.
Honour Lee, ending that report from Justin McCarthy. That oral history project entitled The Irish Country House and the Great War will be launched this evening at the National Library in Dublin. It will be available in public libraries for free or to purchase on irishlifeandlore.com.